Newsflash. Israel and Palestine have merged into a new nation state of Israelstein. New wave of Dutch refugees just arrived in Aachen. German Chancellor Merkel welcomes them as part of her 27th Chancellor candidacy campaign. Water levels in the Dutch city of The Hague has reached all-time high of 13 feet. Let us now switch to our reporter calling live to us from The Hague. Jeremy, how's it going across the pond? Jeremy? It seems we have a little problem here.
Hello?
I can hear some water noises.
Hello? Yes? Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, now. Now the line is clear. Hello, Jeremy. What do you have to tell me?
Thank you, Lydia. I'm having a great time over here, standing on a boat, floating among the rooftops of this beautiful city. Did you know that the local government has begun to offer every new immigrant a free boat in exchange for their bike? What a deal!
Man, Jeremy, that sounds great! More related news at 11. Now to our wonderful guest. Mrs. Wegman of the Ministry of Religious Affairs and Education is here with us today to talk about a current hot topic and answer some questions. Welcome, Mrs. Wegman. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Oh, thank you. The pleasure's all mine.
I'm sure all of us have heard about the historical high of 120 degrees Fahrenheit Sweden reached last week. What's the government's stance regarding the ever louder neoliberal ecological extremists' accusation that the US government is just sitting idly by as this so-called global warming is getting worse and worse?
As our beloved President Trump, peace be upon him, has said before, global warming is nothing but fake news. The weather acts up all the time. Just remember the August snowfalls last year in Canada and Michigan. This is nothing new and normal weather stuff. It's happened before this global warming humbug started.
What about all those self-proclaimed scientists who claim that global warming has progressed to a point where its damage is irreversible?
Okay, firstly, if it is real, how can there still be snow in Alaska? I mean, like, it can't be getting warmer if we still get snow, right? I mean, you know, you just talked about the temperatures in Sweden getting higher, yet there's still all the snow everywhere else. That makes no sense, right? So, global warming makes no sense either. Secondly, all those supposed scientists are just part of one big ploy against our great government, and we can't allow them to do that, right? We shouldn't.
Certainly. Now, let's see what our heroes would like to say to this. They might even have some questions for you, Mrs. Wegman.
Sure.
Yes? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, tell us your name.
Yeah, I'm Sarah, and I am sitting on top of my roof. I was just enjoying the nice warm weather and...
Oh, that sounds great!
Yeah, no, not really. You see, everything is fine.
Oh, shut it! That's not true! Admit it! You were paid to say that!
Thank you for your call, Sarah. Next caller, please. Please?
I won't listen to your silly conspiracies! You must have drank too much fluid as a kid!
Next one! Next!
I grew up without clean drinking water in Michigan, you idiot! Anyways, as I was trying to say...
Alright, I think those were enough questions for now. Thank you for your time, Mrs. Wegman. Now, to the weather lens.
Thank you, Lydia. Florida is dealing with a cold of 10 degrees Fahrenheit, while our beautiful Washington DC area is bathing in sunlight with highs of up to 90 degrees. The West Coast was just hit by the third earthquake this month, resulting in several floods along the coastline. Hawaii has to deal with strong winds, while Colorado...
I'm sorry, Lance, but I will have to interrupt you for a second. We have just received breaking news. Venlo, the last remaining city of the Netherlands above sea level, is being ravaged by a giant storm tide right this moment. The local government has declared a state of emergency and confirms the total destruction.